Accepting adversity as a normal part of life. Something that most of us tend to forget as we go through life is that we are never going to get things perfect the first time. When we do, it is either a fluke or simply a gift. For the most part, we are stuck having to learn, and the learning process takes time. And sometimes more than others, that time can feel like an eternity. Especially when we put pressure on ourselves and thinking that in order to have value, we have to make sure that we succeed at everything, all the time. A lot of us don't learn that adversity is something we should come to expect. Rather than expecting it, we fear it, and do everything in our power to avoid it at all costs. This can make it extremely challenging for us to learn how to solve problems and overcome obstacles, which may lead to an even greater difficulty in coping with setbacks. That is why it is important to change your mindset and begin to accept and even expect adversity. If we accept the fact that we are never going to be perfect, then this can be much easier to do. However, many of us experience demanding authority figures throughout our lives that lead us to believe that if we are not excelling, then we are less valuable. It is a dangerous trap that we find ourselves in, but all of us are able to overcome it if we know how and are willing and able to put our minds to it. The first thing you have to do is to stop being so hard on yourself when you struggle. Struggling is a normal part of life. Everybody who was born struggles somehow. In fact, the second we are born, most of us begin to cry because what we experienced was a struggle. But it was one that our mothers were able to face, and for our sakes, they overcame it the best that they could. And we were also along for the ride during an experience that was difficult for everybody involved. That should prove to be a lesson to us all. We are born struggling, and we are not going to stop struggling. In fact, we should change our attitude about struggling rather than trying to be perfect all the time. It creates unnecessary anxiety surrounding the process of learning and having to work hard to achieve the things that we want to achieve. For people who find it difficult to accept inadequacy, struggling can be that much more anxiety-inducing. People like this are often the most driven to succeed, which makes the challenge of rising to the occasion that much more difficult. However, it should be an accepted fact of life that nothing worthwhile comes easily. We should expect to be challenged and rise up to face those challenges without defining ourselves based on whether or not we succeed at a goal. It is how we respond to failure that truly defines us. If we don't have the mental toughness that we need in order to bounce back after meeting an unexpected challenge, then we may find ourselves shriveling at the first sign of resistance. It does not make you a weak person to have to take time and energy to achieve your goals. And it does not make you a weak or worthless person to have goals that were difficult or impossible to reach. Sometimes you may achieve your goals through many years of hard work and labor, and countless challenges. Other times, sometimes a goal is not meant to be reached. And that is that. You have to learn how to define your own definition of success, and try not to subscribe to society's interpretation of what you should be doing and how to define yourself as a success. By accepting that failure is a part of life and learning how to integrate it into your learning process, then you are going to stop putting so much pressure on yourself to succeed and linking your sense of self-worth with whether or not you are able to achieve your goals. Sure, goals are important things to have, but so is a strong sense of self and confidence. You should be confident enough to look a challenge in the eye and even a failure and accept the fact that you are where you are for a reason. Sometimes, that reason is to help you learn something. And other times, that reason is so that you can achieve the goal and move forward from there. No matter which direction your life may take, your time is not wasted unless you begin to dwell on the things that could have been rather than focusing on a plan for your future. Make yourself a promise that rather than dreading failures and setbacks, you will begin to expect them. In fact, you should learn to embrace them because they will provide you with insight about your plans and your own biases that you would never get elsewhere. Once you are able to look at failure as something that is bound to happen at some point, you will stop taking it so personally when it does happen. Half the time, the hardest part about failing is not expecting it, while the second hardest part is trying to recover your losses. If you always have another plan ready, and you are doing everything in your power to make your goal a reality, then you have nothing to feel sorry about. Sure, you might have some time and resources wasted, but that is nothing compared to the hours of agony you will be sparing yourself by understanding that failure is simply another part of life, and it is always better to count your blessings and move on.